Let's take together God's word this morning and turn to Exodus and chapter 33. Exodus and chapter 33. And God willing, this morning we will be looking at these verses together up to and including verse 17, from verse 1 to verse 17 of this chapter, which ominously begins with the Lord telling Moses to leave Mount Sinai with the people of Israel. This is the very place that the Lord had called them to build and to make this covenant with them, to draw them to himself and to make this binding agreement in which the Lord God of heaven and earth, God Almighty himself, humbled himself to enter in with the descendants of Abraham this covenant of salvation and blessing, not only to the people of Israel, but through them to the nations of the world. But as we've read, as we've seen in the previous chapter, we looked at it in recent weeks, even as the Lord is laying out the terms of that covenant and making clear the work that is there for the people to do, they were breaking it. Even in the midst of it being given, they were breaking it in a most overt and extreme way, so that now, when we come to the beginning of chapter 33, the whole thing, that whole covenant, the basis of it, the foundation of it, was in tatters. That future blessing resting on a precipice and ready almost to fall into the abyss. But God, in the words of Ephesians chapter 2, which we read, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved them and with which he loves you, in his grace found a way. A way through the broken promises. A way through the tattered remains of the foundation of the covenant. A way through Israel's sins and yours and mine. And this chapter traces something of that way for us. It is one of the key chapters in Exodus. It helps us to understand what went before. It helps us to understand what's coming next in the next chapters to the end of the book. I mean, if you've read ahead, you may have noticed that it's somewhat repetitive in the next chapters. It goes over again some of the matters of the covenant. There's a reason for that. And God willing, we'll come to consider that this morning a little bit as well. So let's get stuck in to what we have before us. And first of all, let's look at those first six verses, Exodus chapter 33, verses 1 to 6, which begin then with that shocking and ominous command of the Lord to Moses to leave and to take the people of Israel with him. Depart, he says, and go up from here, you and the people which you have brought out of the land of Egypt. Get out, go. But even in that command, even as God gives that command for them to leave, there is signs of God's grace. Signs of God's faithfulness. For see, what does he say? Depart and go up from here, you and the people you have brought out from the land of Egypt, to the land of which I swore to Abraham, saying to your descendants, I will give it. The Lord even here assures Moses that his angel will go before them to drive out the inhabitants of that land, just as God had promised. And so even in this first verse, even in that ominous message that God brings, there is grace. There is the faithfulness of God to his promises. For he promises to continue to do the things that he has already promised to do. He's not going to give up. Get out from this place, Moses. Take the people with you and go to the land I have promised to give you. Verse 3, though, contains some terrible words.